What general lessons do you think people can learn from that trial, and sort of comparing it to the Soledad trial?
Generally, that there are ways other than in legal ways that we can use in legal cases, you know what I mean? I think it's a fantastic thing for a person who's on trial to defend himself with the aid of a lawyer. I think it's a real necessary thing because lawyers have a problem with what the courts call ethics. But you know, if we wanted to have a recess and the lawyer asked for one, we couldn't have it. But if I jumped up and said, I gotta go to the bathroom, because he doesn't want the jury to know that he's gonna make me wet in my pants. You know, it's real simple things like that, but it's real stuff, you know. And then people that just sit in court are able to help a lot because they can see things that happen with the witnesses. People used to help us. Like, they used to just watch the undercover agents, and then they would come back and they would say, well, he looks kind of paranoid. And then, like, there were people who used to come to the court who were like psychoanalysts who would analyze the witnesses while they were being questioned by the prosecution. And then when it was time for the defense to question them, then we could utilize the things that the psychoanalyst told us about the witness from just watching it. And then that would cause the witness to go through all these changes that would subtly affect the jury. So it wasn't so much as what he said, but how he would say it. The reaction that he would just project to the jury would just turn them off. Vibes, bad vibes coming through, you know?
I don't know, can you tell me some more like specific incidents that happened at the trial in New York?
The judge in our case, he just had a habit of always just denying anything that we asked. He just never moved, never looked up or anything. It just got so used to it that anytime he heard one of our voices, he would just automatically say, motion denied. And one time, the prosecution got up and asked the judge if he would direct that the defense attorneys stop badgering the witnesses. So the judge said, I so direct. And then I jumped up and said, well, I would direct that the judge direct the prosecution to give us a fair trial. And he said, motion denied, real fast. You know, because he just never even heard what I said. But it went on record, and the jurors heard it. And it was just this real fast thing that I did. And that's what I mean by people defending themselves. Because they can just jump up real fast, you know? Jump up and catch him off guard and say things like that. And he's going to say, motion denied, or no, you can't have that. But to just say blatantly that I can't have a fair trial, you know, it wouldn't mean anything in appeals, but it meant something to the jurors, though. Then there was the time when they were trying to eject one of the spectators from the trial. And we just had a policy that we were never going to be in court if the people weren't in there. There was just no point in our having a trial if it couldn't be a trial that the people could watch. So this day, they were trying to put this woman out, and all of us got up to leave the courtroom. And when we got up, one of the guards put his hands on one of my co-defendant's arms, and another one of my co-defendants hit him. This started a battle in the courtroom. And then after that, judge told us that we couldn't come back into the courtroom until we learned to respect the American tradition of criminal justice. And that we had to write it, you know, we had to write down an apology and write down a vow that we would always respect the American tradition of criminal justice. So what we did was we complied with that order, but we wrote this real long reply that gave a history of the American tradition of criminal justice, starting from Dred Scott and just coming all the way up to 1970, that's when it was. And the man had to let us back into the court, you know. But then when he looked at the reply, he just looked at it and said, it's a bunch of gobbledygook. He never read it. I mean, he never read it in court. I'm sure he read it at home.